Oh, at this news conference? Is there a news conference going on right now? Hold on a second.
By video phone from Afghanistan. And I am not hearing him. Perhaps you guys are, but I am not hearing him.
We should remind our viewers that Afghanistan was one of the sites that was hit 3 years ago by the United States.
This is a news conference. We're not going to be able to understand.
No, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan has already explicitly shared its standpoint or its position about terrorism.
The terrorism tool and war of Doluna, the government of Afghanistan, Kiham, Urani, Pishkiri, Abdul Mashad.
I can't follow that. I'm sorry. Let's go to Dan. Hi, you're on Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to address briefly the potential for a Arab-Muslim backlash on the neighborhood level. Mm-hmm. I'm neither Arab nor Muslim, by the way.
Right.
But I just spoke to somebody who said that as they were arriving home, they happened to go through a Arab community, and they saw, you know, the store owner standing out in front of their stores as usual. And even though this person I would consider extremely liberal, said that they themselves could not help but feel a little bit of animosity. I think it's important that particularly New Yorkers at this time don't play into that.
Yep.
And on the same token, I would think that members of the Arab community, who I certainly wouldn't blame unilaterally for this, may want to be a little bit low-key right now.
No, I got you. I mean, it's going to be a tough time for anybody who's an Arab American or a Palestinian.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be... very tough. Thank you, Dan.
To give both sides of things, we were talking earlier about Palestinians firing guns in the air, waving flags, handing out candy to celebrate. A Palestinian leader, Yasser Arafat, for whatever this may or may not be worth, has condemned the attack, saying he has sent his condolences and those of the Palestinian people to Bush and to the American people.
Back in D.C., Union Station has now been closed down.
Not surprised.
Yeah, that affects your wife, I know, who's on a train heading back home. Has she made it home yet? You don't know that yet, right?
I don't know. Because we're here doing the show.
Well, your cell phone's safe there.
You know, there's so many people, and we can relate.
I lost my cell phone. Yes, my cell phone fell on the tracks.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't seem like that big a deal.
No, on the metro track at Union Station yesterday.
You know, everybody is in the same situation. Certainly here in New York, trying to get in touch with loved ones and find out if everybody's okay. And you know, I frankly look forward to, you know, getting the moment to check in. I tried to call you know, my sister in Boston and find out, you know, if Paul was going to be in the World Trade Center today, my brother-in-law, and, you know, and I couldn't do it. And everybody's in that same situation.
But Boston, of course, the source of a couple of the flights involved in the attacks here in New York. Let me repeat then, Mike, for people who had, and there were, of course, potentially tens of thousands of people in the World Trade Center. At the time of the attack this morning, Morgan Stanley set up a hotline for information on survivors. It is 888-883-4394. And we told you earlier that burn specialists and plastic surgeons are needed in various locations, not just St. Vincent's on 11th Street. But if you are a doctor who can help, there are a number of locations where you're needed, and the telephone number to find out where and when and how is 212-752-4805. That's 212-752-4805.
Buzz, let me break in here. We've been doing a lot of coverage on New York. Let's now cover D.C. Joining us is the gal who used to do traffic on our afternoon show, Vera Abruptly.
Yes.
With the latest, what is happening with traffic in D.C., Vera?
Right now, everybody is certainly leaving town and has been for the past couple of hours. Certainly not the devastation that you guys are seeing in New York, but they've shut down the northbound side of 395. So traffic on 95 northbound jammed out of Newington getting to the Beltway, where they have to choose one loop of the Beltway, either head towards the Wilson Bridge or up toward Tyson's Corner. Southbound 395 is open out of the city. I'm looking live from our camera atop the Willard Hotel at Pennsylvania Avenue, 14th Street, virtually, of course, isolated and desolate right now because very little traffic is allowed through here or around the White House. Though these areas around the White House and south of there on K Street, streets across headed east, have been jammed as people try to exit the city. Now, they've closed down a stretch of the GW Parkway, and certainly all access to the Pentagon and the routes around at 110 and Washington Boulevard remain closed as they continue to fight the fire at the Pentagon from the explosion from the crash there. Right now, routes out of Northeast, and the Beltway certainly in a rush hour mode on the Interloop getting out of Bethesda and into Silver Spring. They've closed down the Rock Creek Parkway and outbound Canal Road, Clara Barton Parkway, made that all outbound traffic, just like an afternoon rush hour would be as people leave town right now.
All right. Thank you, Vera.
You've got it.
Buzz,
appreciate it.
Buzz, I wanted to ask you, as far as the Pentagon is concerned, do we have any word on casualties coming out of the Pentagon just yet? Was that a, you know, any word on whether that was populated, where they had whether they had evacuated that, or whether there were a lot of people in there?
There's been no word on casualties there, and of course we still don't know the numbers from many of the other locations where a tragedy has struck.
And of course the magnitude of the tragedy at the World Trade Center towers is so great that I think it'll be quite some time before we can get an accurate assessment of the loss of life.
Let's go to Nikki, who saw this whole thing this morning from Brooklyn. Nikki, hi, you're on NEW with Don and Mike.
Hi, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're okay.
Yeah, I saw this whole thing coming from the building that I work at in Brooklyn, and it was really, it was surreal. It was like watching it from a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as I look now at the live picture on CNN, the World Trade Center is still on fire. It's still smoking. It's still, I mean, the part that hasn't collapsed.
I'm surprised there's anything left to burn.
Yeah, John, I'm looking at Buzz's news here where it says that the original plane that hit the World Trade Center was not a 757, but perhaps a 767, which is a much larger aircraft.
That's a big black plane.
That's
a bike.
According to a witness talking to the Associated Press. And, yeah, so every detail, even the earliest ones, are still sketchy.
And you're going to have that probably in
for days. Yes.
Days, absolutely.
So you saw it, Nikki?
Yeah, and the thing is, as soon as I saw this thing go down, I don't know if you guys ever heard of a guy named Benjamin Friedman.
No.
He was kind of like, he worked with the government in the early 60s, and in 1961 he gave a speech warning that Israel was going to get us into the Third World War. Here it is.
Well, you know, we are at war. It is a warlike
state. We're at war with somebody.
We are at war. We don't know exactly who we're at war with. But I think that all of the military bases and, you know, all of the alert stages that you're getting around the country right now are similar to what they would be in a state of war.
Absolutely. Will, hi, you're on with Don and Mike on WJFK and WNEW. Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, guy.
They completely suspended the train service here. I got cut off at a place called Union Street.
Where are you from, Will?
I'm in Brooklyn.
All right, so no train. Well, yeah, obviously no train.
Yeah, no trains going either way.
Right. So
and it looked like it was snowing in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there was ashes coming down all the way in Brooklyn.
Right. Christ,
and
what a mess.
There were no public buses running either. We got one of the private buses stopped for us.
Now, Buzz, didn't you have a report that some buses in the city, or was it outside of the city where some buses were actually moving?
No, some buses in the city are moving. In Manhattan, above Houston Street, buses are operating in each of the four remaining boroughs as well, but they are, of course, experiencing backups, and on the governor's direction, no fares are being collected on the buses that are running.
How nice of him.
Yeah. And then all the freight trucks got sent back. They were going all on the Gowanus. Everything was going back. It was all lined with freight trucks. Everything was being sent elsewhere. And it was like, I felt like I was in the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance almost.
Yeah, very much
just
so.
Just like
right?
that.
Very much
only
so.
Only worse. Bigger.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
And pleased to report, thousands of people are donating blood now. They're going to need more, so keep it coming.
You know, if you are in Manhattan, I do want to reiterate that get out and find out where, is there a phone number or is there any information on where people can donate blood? Because it's extremely important that people that are still here in the city do that.
There are a lot of phone numbers. Let me give just one right now.
Give the main one,
Give some others later. That's for the American Red Cross. Call 877-RED-CROSS. That's REDCROSS. Don't leave off the last S. It's 877-REDCROSS.
What? Don't leave off the last S for savings?
Right.
What's going on?
You know, I sure hope they're able to give us maybe some locations as well, because with the phone service being what it is, it's very difficult for people to get through on any phone number.
Right. You are listening to the last two stations I'm sure that you ever expected in the world would be covering stations. Yep. WNEW FM New York, WJFK FM Washington. It's the Don and Mike Show. We are going to, it's a couple minutes after 1 o'clock on the East Coast. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Buzz will bring us up to date on absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. I think we have, of course, more of your phone calls coming up. And then we have the sound bite of the actual building collapsing and some of Mayor Giuliani's comments to the people of New York. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Washington's 106.7 WJFK. Howard Stern Mornings.
Don and Mike, middays. Opie and Anthony, afternoons. The Sports Junkies at night and the Washington Redskins. Washington Superstation, 106.7 WJFK.
Lady Luck here with some gardening tips. People ask me all the time if there's a trick to growing lucky four-leaf clovers. Well, I could tell you, but then I'd have to turn you into a toad. So just relax and let nature take its course, because things just naturally grow fast here in the South. Whether it's four-leaf clovers, kudzu, or Lotto South, new from the Virginia Lottery. It grows faster than I can turn a toad into an announcer.
I mean, thank you.
Tough Rise Jazz is 1 in 14 million. Current jackpot, $2 million.
This message is just 30 seconds long. By the time it's over, a NASCAR pit crew will have changed four tires, refueled, cleaned the windshield, and made any other necessary adjustments, with 10 seconds to spare. If you can keep up with that pace, send a non-winning pole position scratcher ticket to the Virginia Lottery's Pole Position Speed Stakes. It's your chance to be in the pit in Martinsville on October 14th. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 to participate. Odds of winning based on number of entries. Pit crew duties will vary. Time's up. Put down your wrenches.
At the Sharp Sales event this September, you won't get the sound of tubas. You won't hear a bass drum pounding. And there won't be any bells, whistles, dancing ponies, explosions, or hucksters. And none of those. What you will get is a very attractive price for the car that was ranked best mid-luxury car in initial quality by J.D. Power and Associates. It's as simple as that.
Lease a 2001 Saab 9.5 sedan. 36 monthly payments of $399. Total due at lease inception, $2,892.90. Tax, title, insurance, and registration extra. Program expires 10-1-2001. For details and J.D. Power & Associates award information, call 1-800-SAAB-USA.
Visit your Washington area Saab dealer today.
One 15-minute call to GEICO could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
The cheers, the fans, it's all kind of crazy.
Meet the coffee cake muffin. The fresh new star at Dunkin' Donuts. Let's go beyond its cinnamon streusel topping and follow its rise to the top.
One day nobody knows I exist, the next day everyone wants a piece of me.
Traditional coffee cake had always struggled for mainstream acceptance.
Seemed the only gigs out there were tea parties and bingo games.
But then Dunkin' Donuts added the big hearty upstart to their lineup. Soon, everywhere, a new generation reached for this legend in the making.
Blueberry and corn, they're legends. I'm just happy to be on the same rack as them.
Discover the sensation for yourself. Stop into Dunkin' Donuts today for the new coffee cake muffin. Available solo or with our delicious coffee in a value combo. Only at Dunkin' Donuts.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts today and try the delicious new coffee cake muffin and medium coffee value combo at participating U.S. shops only.
Buy and hold.
Investing online is not a new thing, but investing online for the long term is. Buy and hold is a young company with an old way of doing things.
Buyandhold.com.
And a proven investment strategy that's easy. Unlike other online brokerage services, you don't need to have thousands to invest because there's no minimum balance.
Buy and hold.
And their fees are among the lowest.
Buy and hold.
Not sure how to begin? Visit the site at www.buyandhold.com. It's a simple process with lots of support and guidance.
Buy and hold.
Information at its best. Interesting columns like Dish from the Dolans, B&H 101 by best-selling author Chuck Carlson, Wall Street History, and Retirement Perspectives, to name a few.
Buy and hold.
Named best of the web for online brokers by Forbes and U.S. News and World Report. Buy and hold.
Forbes, February 2001, U.S. News, November 2000. Buy and Hold Securities Corporation, member NASD, SIPC.
WJFK is all over Washington.
Enter to win a 2002 Volkswagen Beetle GLS in the AT&T Wireless Services kickoff promotion. If a Redskins player returns the opening kickoff of the first or third quarter for a touchdown, that week's chosen contestant will win a 2002 Volkswagen Beetle GLS. Each contestant automatically wins an AT&T free-to-go wireless prepaid phone kit, including a 5165 Nokia phone. Mail a postcard with your name, age, address, and daytime telephone number to AT&T Wireless Services Kickoff, care of WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. You must be 21 years of age or older to enter. Pick up your free copy of the WJFK 2001 Gridiron Guide at your local Safeway Food and Drug. Don't miss out on your chance to get your hands on NFL Weekly Schedule, NFL Trivia, a Daryl Green bio, and Skins History. You will also find the 106.7 WJFK Redskins Radio Network broadcast schedules and discounts on 6-foot subs and party platters from Safeway and much more. The 2001 WJFK Gridiron Guide is available at Supplies Last in the Deli section of Safeway Food and Drug.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
If you lost your job today, how long could you maintain your current lifestyle? A week? A month? A year? Hi, I'm Gordon Williams. As financial editor of Business Week and financial correspondent for ABC News, one absolutely crucial thing I've learned is that the difference between being poor and being rich is a choice. The rich aren't smarter than you, they just know more. They choose to learn how to become rich, and as a result, they get to play by a different set of rules. I've studied the wealthiest people in America for over 30 years. I know how they do it, and I can teach you. With my Wealth Builder system, you'll learn that you don't need a high-paying job to become rich. You need a financial education. Call 1-800-906-6866 and learn what the rich know about money that the poor and middle class don't. For just $9.95 shipping and handling, you can review my entire Wealth Builder system free for 30 days. Call now, 1-800-906-6866. That's 1-800-906-6866.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony, Sports Junkies, and the Washington Redskins, 106.7 WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, Don and Mike Show. I got WJFK in Washington, WNEW in New York. I don't know what other stations have joined us.
But if you're joining us along the network, we're bringing you as much information as we can about the tragedy that unfolded earlier this morning.
My wife was on the train on her way up to New York. As it turns out, when the train got to Newark, this happened. She turned around, got on another train, just found out that Union Station in D.C. is closed. Oh. So now she's rented a car.
Good. I'm glad she was able to do that.
And is driving back home. I just heard from my kid who made it home from school and made it home safely. Have you been able to get through to anybody yet?
No, but I'm actually doing it through the station, too. You know, my concern is...
Mike, hold on. I don't know if this is live or not. President Bush, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously we're having a technical problem. Oh.
Now, as soon as they get it, we will go live to President Bush. I'm sorry. Were you able to get anybody?
Oh, no, not yet. You know, my wife, you know, if she's gone through her regular routine, is not in an area where she would be affected. My concern is with my sister's family and, you know, just seeing if my brother-in-law is okay. And you know, he used to work regularly. That was where his office was, in the World Trade Center. He doesn't do that, thank God, anymore. And, you know, I'm like everybody else in this city
Mike,
right
here's
now.
President Bush.
This is coming to us from the broadcast pool. It's traveling with the president.
They keep screwing it up. I'll let you know when we get President Bush on the line.
Mike's doing a smart thing, and that's to try to relay messages back and forth through other people. Today, for a lot of people, thanks for giving me a credit for being smart. I don't have a choice in this city today.
Well, you know what? You probably have right now. The best way to get a message
Laura,
to someone...
Laura, I'm fine.
On the radio. Yeah.
You know,
same with your sister.
Absolutely.
I would think that maybe someone in Connecticut or something would hear you and make a call up to the Boston area.
Absolutely.
Buzz, would you please bring us up to date... Hold on. We're going to try to
see if we have the president.
The president is trying to broadcast. Yes.
Are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. I've been in regular contact with the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, the National Security Team, and my cabinet. We have taken all appropriate security precautions to protect the American people. Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government. We have been in touch with the leaders of Congress and with world leaders to assure them that we will do whatever is necessary to protect America and Americans. I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens, and to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families. The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless.
President Ford. All right, there is the president. It's more than he had to say earlier today. Of course, at this point, you know, what can he say? He knows.
Well, you know, as much as we do. I mean, even it is the president to see him standing up there. He is reassuring the nation, and
it helps.
You know, it does help. I mean, that's why I think you know, our system of government is the greatest in the world, because we have that. And the one thing he said that I've been saying all day long, you know, say a prayer for anybody you know that might have family members down there at the World Trade Center. It's just astonishing.
Do we know yet of any injuries or casualties at the Pentagon, Buzz?
We still have no count on that. No,
are they going to keep that secret because it's the Pentagon?
You know, that could happen. And because of all the smoke and the difficulty in getting in there and the high security that's involved, I mean, not just any firefighter can run in and help in that situation. So
we had some good news to report earlier that I think it's important to share some good news with you, Buzz, about that daycare center inside the World Trade Center.
Great concern about the kids who may have been in a daycare center in the World Trade Center, and we have received a report that those kids were safely evacuated. Many people were safely evacuated from the World Trade Center, at least from the first tower that was hit by a plane today, but no casualty reports from there either, and it will be some time before we know.
You know, I just want to say, if you turn on the radio now and you're expecting to hear our regular show, not today.
Right.
I mean, not today. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to ease back into a bit more of a regular format. But frankly, this happened an hour before we went on the air today. We came on the air an hour early,
right,
in New York, and then we preempted Howard in D.C. to go on an hour early on WJFK, because this is a story that affects the two cities that we live in and broadcast in, New York and Washington.
Right.
And we only have one phone number. I just want to give this out again. 212-757-1027. Most phone lines in Manhattan and New York and, in fact, throughout the East Coast are down.
Right.
But we do have that line open to take your calls.
I'm going to do it again. I hope that I don't seem redundant here, Buzz, but I am going to ask you to read those phone numbers for blood donations, because when you're talking about this magnitude, I want everybody to that can donate blood.
I think it's important. Have something to write with. And
this is for the New York area.
Here we go. And blood is needed all over the country all the time, but never as much as today. In the New York area, in Hudson Valley and the Bronx, the telephone number is 914-339-5525. In Long Island and Queens, the number is 516-478-5012. In Manhattan, 212-468-2030. In Brooklyn and on Staten Island, 212-468-2186. And in New Jersey, 732-220-7004.
Thank you, Buzz. Let's go to Daryl in Jersey. Hi, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
Yeah, they better close Major League Baseball.
I think the Yankees have already canceled the game tonight, right?
About all over the country.
I wouldn't be surprised they do that as well. You know, I would assume that they're going to probably.
Because you know what? Yeah, if they don't, again, that's like painting a bullseye on,
right,
on whatever arena happens to be hosting a game. Right?
Everybody has to be on a heightened state of alert for the foreseeable future.
All right, gotcha. Thank you. Ricardo, hi, you're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Ricardo.
Hey, hi, how are you? I'm calling from D.C. I just want to say a few words.
Sure.
To everybody that's listening in New York and D.C., this has affected everybody. My father immigrated here 13 years ago. We are citizens. I am happy to be an American citizen. And as an American citizen, I wish that every fellow American would hold hands and say a prayer for everybody that fell in this tragedy. I feel very upset right now. I don't have many words to say. I feel very upset for all the families and everybody that's lost someone.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Ricardo, we do agree with you. Thank you. Let's go to Jake in New Jersey on NEW. Jake, hi.
Hi. I just want to give my condolences to the people who have been stuck in the building. And hopefully a lot of people have gotten out and it will be less casualties. Also, I would like to mention is that the people who have done this, they shouldn't get away with what they have done. And the government already knows these people for years. They have been tracking them and they know who they are and what they have been doing. And hopefully this time around, since American blood has been lost, they will do something about it and not play political games. And just kill them all.
You know, we mentioned before, and it has to be mentioned again when you're talking about the enemy to fight in a situation like this. This is not like we remember wars, even Vietnam. You know, you talked about people hiding in caves and in trenches and very difficult war to fight. This, I can't imagine a more difficult war to fight when you're talking about individuals who are, you know, who can mix in with the population, certainly here in New York City and in Washington, D.C.
And we were compared to this to Pearl Harbor, saying most people remember this like Pearl Harbor. Well, they say like Pearl Harbor because, in this respect, you knew it was the Japanese flying in with Pearl Harbor. Everybody has a theory about who might be responsible for this, but we still don't know.
You know, and it's easy to say we know exactly who they are. Well, I think we do know who a lot of these people are, but it is not, as we have demonstrated, it is not easy to get to these people, and that's one of the real difficult situations. I think that's one of the things that makes this more frightening, because you don't know who you're looking for or who the enemy really is.
Just go to Johnny UPS. Johnny UPS, are you driving your truck today?
Yes, I am.
You're still driving your route. UPS, even while America's under attack,
right?
The good men and women of UPS are still driving their trucks.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear something. We got a message from the board earlier saying that the head boss was in a conference call. Now, I would imagine the building, the main building down at 43rd Street, is got to be closed or closing. The guys cannot be delivering down there. Because it's an evacuation situation.
I would rest assured you're not supposed to make any deliveries down there today.
Yeah, most of my businesses here in the Bronx have closed. All my schools have closed. But my concern why I called, gentlemen, is you guys are going to need a place to stay this evening.
Oh, no, the boys have all got hotels.
We're set. Yeah, we're
here. Are you going to be able to get to them?
Yeah, we are.
They're very close. Now, Johnny, I'm the only one that's going to be inconvenienced, and I don't know how...
Might be a longer walk for you, right?
Rob, perhaps get the rickshaw ready, because I may have a 12 to 15 block walk after the show to get home.
You know, it's too bad you don't have a bicycle.
Oh, poor you.
No, Frida was bringing my bicycle up today, as a matter of fact. All right, Johnny.
Listen, I'll keep you guys posted if anything happens out here. But the people in the town, it's just everybody's going nuts. So people crying in the streets.
Right,
there were 4 or 5 car accidents.
Thank you, Johnny UPS.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, from that standpoint, we don't, even though we're in the middle of New York, we really don't know, because we're isolated.
We've been isolated all day.
On the 10th floor of our building.
We don't even get a sense of it. You know, what we're seeing is what we're seeing on the television monitors that we have. The wire service reports tracking the information coming out of our sister station, WINS. And it's, I know, as I mentioned to you before, that this is going to get so much worse when it all really descends upon us and we go out of this building and see what's going on.
Let's go to Jason. Jason, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and WJFK. Hello.
How you doing, fellas? Good job keeping everybody informed today.
Yeah, we're trying.
Just to find out if you guys know anything about the bus service, New Jersey Transport Authority.
You mentioned something about bus service.
I know. Now, in the city, there are some buses that are running buzz.
Yeah, and I only have information about in the city and that we talked about earlier.
Hey, Lisa, would you find out about that? You want to know about buses where, Jason?
I found out Circle Line's going back and forth between here and Weehawken. But nothing about bus service from Port Authority.
All right, we'll get Lisa on that right now.
Cool.
All right, keep listening, Jason. Thank you. And we do know back at home that the metro system back in D.C., the underground trains are running, but
at all stations except some of the of the stations
down by Pentagon City
are shut down, but the above ground stations are also shut down.
Right, all shut down. Let's go to Mike. Well, he's been waiting a long time. Mike, hi. You're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, thanks. We're doing all right today.
Well, the best it can be done, right?
Yes. Right.
Yeah. I was. Yeah. Somebody mentioned that, you know, they were thinking maybe the pilots did this, and I don't think so. For the New York, it occurs to me they were showing the flight path for this, and as soon as they hit the Hudson, it looks like they just followed the river all the way down.
Yeah.
What's your point? I mean,
well,
I don't
saying,
think I don't know.
The pilots don't need to follow the river. I'm thinking that
have we gotten anybody that's called that said a pilot might do it?
No, we had someone who called and said when we were talking about the planes being hijacked, saying that maybe the pilot or the crew was in on it. And remember,
I don't think so.
That's when we said that the way you hijack a plane is you put a gun to a guy's head and you say fly into this building.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Now let's go to Ben now on WJFK WNAW. Ben, hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Where are you from? D.C.
I'm from just outside of D.C. They've been a lot of, other radio stations have been switching back and forth.
Oh, now why would you, Ben, why would you switch, Ben?
Bad listener.
I'm sorry, because I'm just trying to get everything, and y'all are isolated, and I'm just outside of D.C.
All right, so what do you hear, Ben?
What I've heard is that right up, just after the Pentagon got hit, they'd evacuated GW Hospital, and that they're also sent 22 people to Virginia Medical Center that were injured, various injuries and stuff like that. And they sent the five most severely burned to the burn center, Worcester Hospital Center.
So these are people, allegedly this guy's talking about people from the Pentagon that were hurt in the Pentagon?
That would seem to be the case.
Gotcha.
That would account for some, but not all of the injuries, I'm sure.
Oh, no, not nearly, but that was the far worse from what I've heard.
Right. All right, thank you. Let's go to Angel here in New York on NEW. Angel, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Hey, Angel.
This is a tough day, I'll tell you that. But I'll tell you one thing. This is, I think the president said it best. It'll test our resolve. And this shows that we're all Americans, and even I wasn't, you know, I was just on my way into work, and I was caught just short of the bridge when this thing all went down, and I just said to myself, you know, no matter what color we are, who we are, what we practice, what we do, we're all Americans, and I was ready to go down there to help wherever I could, man.
Yeah, right. You know, you heard the numbers from Buzz. The best way to help right now is
and
to
you know what, I'm O negative. They need a gallon from me. They're free to have it.
All right, you got it. Let's go to Steve in New Jersey. Steve, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing okay.
Listen, is there any, like, direct numbers to get in touch with any agencies for assistance in helping dig, in helping sort, in helping with names, numbers, what have you?
Yeah, you know, I that's a good question. I don't know if
there's only so many people, let alone the rescue workers who were killed, okay? But there's got to be the need for just able-bodied people to dig.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know if you'd be able to get through on a phone line to the people who might want the help. But probably Red Cross. That would be where you'd start.
You know, I think it's foolish to speculate right now because when that is needed, when they want to go public with that, they will do that. That's that's what they're doing. And if that is necessary,
I'm 80 and heading to
I want to reiterate, sir, that the one thing that we have heard so far is from the mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani. He is advising people to get out of Lower Manhattan so that they can let the rescue workers do their job.
I saw 40 ambulances heading 80 east from all different western New Jersey municipalities.
Uh-huh.
So help's on the way.
All right. And now both towers of the World Trade Centers could have collapsed.
They have collapsed.
Both of them, I might say, could have collapsed.
Right.
The two planes hit within, I believe, within 15 minutes of each other.
About 18 minutes, right?
That's nuts. Let's go to Rob in New Jersey. Hi, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, I just wanted to call and see, you know, I've never been much of a person to go out and fight in a war, and I've always been kind of against that, but after seeing this, it's like, sign me up.
Yep.
Bring on the draft.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a lot of guys, I think, at least in the short term, and this is where I was concerned about what's going to happen 3 or 4 months from now, but right now, tomorrow, next week,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
You want to talk about Americans coming together? And,
we do.
And
speaking of our moments of tragedy.
Straight out America, everyone, just pull out the American flag. Let it fly.
That's a great idea. I think that's a good idea.
All right, thank you. Yep. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call, my friend. Let's go to James. Hi, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, James.
Hi, this is James. I just wanted to call. This is the first time I'm calling, and I wish it didn't have to be under these circumstances. I just wanted to let you know my brother is a transit cop in Brooklyn and Manhattan, and he called up a little while ago, and he said that there's bombs and bomb scares all over the city, all over Brooklyn, all
Well, now, are there actual bombs, or are they just
bombs? He said that on the station he's at, there's a box on the station, and there's actually, it looks like a pipe and wires coming out of it, mm-hmm. all sorts of electronics, and he said that on top of the box is a book that says, "Why Do I Hate People?"
Well, you know, and I got to wonder at this point, and I don't doubt that your brother's telling you what's going on, and there's right. every reason to be concerned. I don't doubt that there's that certain idiotic element of our society that wants to get involved in this and say, hey, this would be a great time right. you know, to make a fake bomb, and certainly to call and make the bomb threats. I think that comes with the territory with this all.
The scary thing is, too, I mean, this is just one station in Brooklyn. There's no way you're going to get bomb squad or canine units down there. We're not, right. They're all at the airport, mm-hmm. you know, so everyone, he just said everyone's just standing back and they just got to wait.
And, you know, thank you for the call, James. You know, sure. we're looking at this just from the standpoint of two cities, mm-hmm. New York and Washington, but all of the airports, every airport in America now, you can't yes. take off, right?
And that's never happened before, right. which is just incredible.
So the whole country is paralyzed. Mm-hmm. You got Disneyland closed down.
Right.
You have the guy, which I guess was unconfirmed, calling about the thing in San Antonio.
Well, you also, as this Carl demonstrates, you have the crazy factor, too. And, as amazing as it might be to believe, you're going to have people that are going to do that kind of crap.
San Antonio is still unconfirmed. We have received word now, not surprisingly, that there are fatalities at the Pentagon, but still no word on that. But the Navy has confirmed fatalities. And everything now is just a sort of a mishmash of mismatched facts. The city of New York will be restoring subway service soon, and that will help people get around and get out of Manhattan.
Right.
The Board of Education here in New York, schools are open and closed at the same time. What that means is that kids can go home only if they board a yellow school bus or if their parents pick them up. But at the same time, the schools are going to stay open late to accommodate the parents who may not be able to get there right away. So the schools will be open into the evening as well.
Well, I think that that's a good plan of action.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly, if you're a parent and you can't get to your kid, you wouldn't want the school to just say, all right, Johnny, get out of here, go home.
Exactly. Oh, and neighborhoods, people without children, if you can help, you know, I think it's a good chance for people within neighborhoods to network as best they can.
Yeah.
To help out your neighbor in a time like
And
this.
On blood donations, this will really simplify it, I think, for a lot of people, and that is that EMS is now saying, call or go to your nearest hospital, because all hospitals in the area are taking blood donations that will be distributed here in Lower Manhattan.
Gotcha. Our phone number is 212-757-1027. In case you're wondering what's going to happen when we are done with this marathon shift at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Opie and Anthony are not able to make it into the city today.
They are in Long Island.
Yeah, they'll be broadcasting from Long Island, and I've got to think that they're going to be doing much the type of show that we're doing today.
Absolutely, I know, getting as much information to people as they can.
I knew when we came in today that somebody said to me, boy, it's going to be a hard day for you guys to go in and goof around, and I looked at them and I said, we're not going to goof around today.
No, you don't goof around on a day like this.
And this was before the Pentagon thing happened. This was just now looking at it back, just saying it was just when the World Trade Centers had the planes went into them. Right. This is an awful day. Let's go to Mario in New Jersey. Hello, you're on with Don and Mike and NEW and JFK.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing all right.
I was wondering, has anybody sat down and actually thought about those poor people that were on them planes and what they must have been thinking? Oh, like, oh my God, I'm crashing into this building?
Yeah, no, that had
pretty
to be
amazing.
Horrific. I mean, just awful.
And that'll not only touch the people in New York. You got people in Boston. You got a plane that left from Newark.
Well, you do, and you know, as the president said, your prayers have to be with everybody that might have been touched with this family.
And the plane from Boston was scheduled to go to Los Angeles, right?
Both of them were scheduled to go to LA.
You know, you've got people from California.
And I do want to say it again. If you can, check in with your neighbors. You know, if you're in the D.C. area and the Washington area, help them. And you know, even if you don't have children, this is a good time for people to get together.
Bill in New York. Hi, you're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
How you doing, Don, Mike, Buzz? How's it going?
Okay.
Listen, how on earth did an airplane get anywhere near the Pentagon? This is the most restricted airspace in the world.
Okay, now listen, this is something that we had discussed a couple of hours ago because, you know, that's where we're originally from is D.C., and I grew up there. And the thing about the Pentagon is you don't get it if you don't live there.
Right.
You see pictures of it, and you say, wow, it looks like a fortress. It looks like it's impossible to get into. But if you get on Route 1 or you get on 395 or you get on Route, is it 27 or 29 in Arlington?
29.
You get on Route 29. You can drive close enough to the Pentagon to spit on it.
Yeah, and that's why it happened. If you're talking about a plane taking off,
you know, did the plane take off from National Airport that hit the Pentagon? Did they say?
No, from Dulles.
And the Pentagon is only 3 miles from National Airport.
Right, right.
So it's not like it's got some gigantic force field over it.
Oh, no, absolutely. But what I'm saying is, I mean, isn't this restricted airspace? Like, nobody's allowed to fly there?
Yeah, you would think so.
But one last-minute turn on, you know, on a proper approach at the airport.
Absolutely.
And you're at the Pentagon.
And that's what happened.
That's going to change. I'm sure you're going to see that change as far as regular.
I'm also thinking that this plane might have been shot down, because if you look at the hole in the front of the Pentagon, don't you think a 767 with a direct hit would have put a little more than a little hole in
that's
the front?
That's speculation. It's
we don't know. We've not seen enough yet.
We don't know the size.
It would have took down the World Trade Centers.
All right, listen, we'll find out later. Thank you for the call, Bill. Let's go to Nick. Hold on. Nick in Virginia, WJFK.
Hey,
Nick.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing all right, sir.
Hey, I think shout-out should go out to all the EMS people and all the emergency people for running down there. Yeah. My daughter was home today. She was off. She heard what happened. She got all her gear on, went to the nearest fire station, and she's down there at the Pentagon right now.
Oh, God
bless
her.
Job. All right, thank you, my friend. Amen. Let's go to Steve. Steve, I don't know where you're from. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm from Jersey.
Hi, you're on with Don and Mike.
I remember from being a kid and seeing the skyline in New York City over the Jersey Turnpike, and it's not going to be the same for the future generations without the two trade centers there.
No, and you know, I'm sure they'll be rebuilt, but for a long, long time, yeah, it's going to be a lasting reminder. And how many people like myself are going to remember that when I came out of my building today and saw the smoke
now, whether they'll be rebuilt,
pouring out of them?
Whether they'll be rebuilt remains to be seen.
Yeah, it took 6 years for the original ones to be built. And
yeah,
so
it's true.
The New York skyline hasn't looked like this since 1970, so it's unnerving in addition to being upsetting about all the lives lost.
Maybe you guys are right. Dave in New York or New Jersey. Dave, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you're on the air with Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just really wanted to call and say thanks to you guys. You know, there's all this talk about, like, let's go, like, bomb them, and you know, we don't really know who they are.
Right.
And, like, you guys bringing it back and saying, you know, let's focus on what's really important. Focus on the people that are hurt. I'm actually driving now to the hospital with a couple of friends to get blood.
Hey, good for you, man.
Way to go, man.
Yeah, it just, you know, when I first heard this and it first like hit that it was an actual terrorist attack, my first thought was, geez, you know, where do I sign up?
Yeah.
You know, how do we get back at them? And you know, I just happened to be listening, and I forget exactly which caller it was, but somebody said, you know, something about bombing them back.
But you know what? I think to an extent, everybody feels that way. I feel that way. It's just I don't know who to
your reaction
to rage out at.
You react at that, and then you think about it. And then when you think about it, you realize that who is the enemy? Who are we? You know, that's where this is so terrifying to me, because it's difficult to point out, you know, this army or this force of another nation. It's not. These are individuals. These are zealots. These are people that do this that we, you know, we can't always control. It's,
you know,
terrifying.
It sure does look like war. Every time I turn and look up at the monitor at CNN, I see the streets of Manhattan that look like a war zone. I see the streets of D.C. And now, understand, the streets of D.C., you don't see the billowing smoke, because for those of you who don't know, the Pentagon is virtually in the suburbs as far as Washington, D.C. itself is considered.
Right.
But you see people running out of the office buildings in D.C. They had the copter up in the air, where you see the beltway just blocked for maybe like with a 15-mile backup going around that thing. This is like something that nobody could have ever dreamed would happen in America, right?
It's terrifying.
I mean, it's America.
It looks like what we've seen in movies, but it's a much eerier feeling to see and know that it's real life. The District of Columbia and the state of Virginia have now both declared states of emergency. We're getting finally some casualty reports trickling in. Of course, they represent a very small a part of the number that we're going to be seeing. St. Vincent's Hospital reports that it has 2 dead, 15 in critical condition, and hundreds of injured. Another hospital reports 3 deaths, so that's a total of 5 so far as the count begins.
Yeah, and I mean, we're not even taking into account the people on the airplanes.
On the plane, we lost a couple of hundred there easily today.
Christ, and then the Pentagon, let's see, let's go to, here's Jim, who claims to be a terrorism expert. Jim.
Yeah, hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you guys doing today?
We're doing all right.
Well, I'm pretty upset. I'm out near Dulles Airport. For those of you listening, if you hear anything out of me, it may be my opinion. in my opinion only, not the radio show. There was an aircraft about 15 minutes ago that you people at a Dulles Airport in Virginia may have seen flying by. That was a military aircraft, so nobody needs to be concerned about that.
I appreciate that.
Number two, addressing what the president said earlier, the president certainly was not prepared to make a speech. He is on Air Force One, obviously, flying around at high altitude. That's probably the safest place for him. I believe he probably came down and landed in Louisiana at an Air Force base to give a speech
to let
the public be comfortable.
I just hung up on that guy.
Well,
that guy wants to get his own radio show.
Yeah, Tom Clancy calling.
That's exactly right. Right, thank you.
Enough of that.
Thank you, Tom C. Hello, Mark. Mark in New Jersey. You're on the air with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going okay today.
I'm driving up Route 1 north here in New Jersey, and you can see where the cloud just billows from the spot and goes miles across.
Yeah, amazing. The thing
the
is,
horizon.
Now, I don't know if they're still burning or if that's just smoldering, but keep in mind, I don't know how much of the buildings have collapsed, but you got a plane at each building also.
And right? I don't think we have any idea.
I saw it live on CNBC, and both buildings are gone.
Both buildings are gone.
They're just gone. They imploded upon themselves. The tops let go, and the weight just split them like bananas.
Yeah, I think a lot of what you're seeing now is dust and ash and smoke. I think the planes disintegrated once they entered into the buildings, and now the buildings have virtually disintegrated as well.
Christ.
Yeah, I'm hearing everybody talk about how they want to sign up. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, if we went out and eliminated every known terrorist group that's on the planet, 10 more would spring up in
Absolutely.
Their place.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yes, but on the other hand, I kind of agree with the people who say,
sure.
You know, at this point,
how do you fight them? How do you find them? Where are they? Where are they hiding?
I don't know that part. I mean, that's
the other really unfortunate part. This is the way the war is going to be fought against us here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're asking me a rational question, and, right. and my only answer is irrational. That I don't know who it is. I don't know how we're going to do it. But goddamn, we can't just sit back and take this.
Well, you heard what the president said, and I know we're not going to sit back and take this. And I hope that they, you know, as far as efforts at targeting terrorists and efforts at protecting our borders and our citizens, I hope we're in for an improvement and a change. And out of a tragedy like this, if they can take measures that will possibly prevent something like this from happening in the future.
Build my wall.
Yeah.
Build my wall. Hello, Mike in New Jersey. Mike, hi. You're on with Don and Mike on NAW.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hi, we're doing okay.
This one's good. Where I am right now, I'm in Clifton, around 46 in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You can see miles and miles of smoke right above the city. It's ridiculous.
Everybody can, all the way to Connecticut.
But I'm just saying, you know, there's no other choice. You know, these buildings have to get rebuilt, because if they don't, like, if we just put a park on top of it, like Oklahoma City, you know, we're just going to look pussies to the rest of the world, you know? Yep.
No, I agree.
The message has got to go out.
Got to rebuild them. Thank you, my friend. Paul. Paul in New York. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Okay.
God damn. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Question, do you think that they're going to rebuild the Twin Towers?
You know, that we had talked about it earlier, and the guy just called. I agree with what that guy said.
Right.
That I say, you know, now what happened in Oklahoma City was, you know, nutty Timothy McVeigh, and it was their decision not to do it at Oklahoma City. But this is New York City.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, this is freaking New York City.
I mean, this is the pinnacle of the world.
Yeah,
you are the capital of everything.
I mean,
good point.
It's New York.
I'm sorry to cut you guys off.
You gotta rebuild those towers.
Yeah,
I work as a cook in New York City for a temp company. And I've worked in the Twin Towers and everything else. And all the Twin Towers are is supercomputer for the New York and the National Stock Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to do anything, they would hit the gold reserves about 5-10 blocks away.
Right. Well, I don't like the idea of
you making
suggestions about what they should hit.
Well, that's and that's like that dumb Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's like the Die Hard with a Vengeance movie, right? Where they did all the stuff and they caught the cops off guard and then they...
Nice direction so I could get to the gold reserves.
Yeah.
Precisely what he said.
And that's where Bruce Willis says...
Attention!
News is dead.
Right.
Let's go to Mitch in D.C. Mitch, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Mitch.
Yeah, hi.
Don and Mike, this is probably the worst scene you ever could imagine what I saw today.
Now, where were you in D.C., Mitch?
Well, really, it's the Gannett Building, which is about
down in Roslyn.
In Roslyn, it's about 2 miles from the scene, and what happened? all of a sudden we felt this big shake, and you know, there's a lot of building going on around there, and we thought it was like a girder or something hit the ground. And I looked out my window, and I saw this white smoke, and immediately down the halls of the Gannett and the USA Today building has about, I don't know, 20,000 employees. And to see about 5,000 or 6,000 people running down the halls, literally screaming like something you would see in the movies, it was like unreal.
Yeah, and I'm picturing in my head, if you're in the USA Today building, you have a bird's eye view of the Pentagon.
Yeah, you see exactly what happened.
Yeah, you look right out your window and you see the Pentagon, and 2 miles beyond that you see the airport.
Those people's lives are changed forever. I think all of our lives are changed forever.
All right, thank you. Listen, we got to run. Let's go to Eric. Hello, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling from from Long Island. And I was on my way down to Jones Beach because you can see. Well, you were able to see the Twin Towers from down there.
Right.
And you just see this big mass of just cloud, and that's from over the water, and we're miles and miles away. And I was at work. I'm a school teacher, and I was on the Long Island Expressway heading east, and it looked like west was just closed. You saw signs of emergency vehicles and Suffolk County fire trucks and ambulances were going out there. The Southern State Parkway on Long Island as well was closed only for emergency vehicles.
Yeah, an awful situation.
It still is an awful situation.
It still is a bad one. Mike, hello, you're on the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, my cousin was actually in one of the buildings, and I want to tell you about that if it's right.
Well, yeah, which building?
He was in the second building to get hit. Mm. He was working on the 71st, 72nd floor at Morgan Stanley. And she just told me what happened. She's like, she heard an explosion, looked out the window, saw that there's a giant hole and, like, papers are flying out, people flying out. Well?
Yes, go ahead.
No, we're here.
So she and a bunch of her friends was like, all right, let's get out of here. So they ran to the stairs, to run down the stairs. And about a couple minutes later, the second plane ran into them. And they were about, I don't know, about the 50th floor or something. The walls and the steps, they all started cracking in as she was running down. And luckily, by like the 40th floor, they caught a freight elevator all the way down and got out.
Oh, thank
Christ,
God.
Can you imagine that being in that building? So she was on, hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So she was on the 70th floor.
Something around there, yeah.
When it happened.
Yeah, the plane hit around about the 90th floor, I believe.
Wow.
Oh, that's goddamn lucky.
Yeah.
That really is.
So it sounds like some people got out, and a number of people got out.
Yeah, she told me that. She talked to one guy who was on the 80th floor and said as soon as it hit, the whole ceiling collapsed right on top of him, but somehow he got out.
Well, that's good news.
Christ. All right, well, good for him. Good for your sister. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Nick in New Jersey. It's Don and Mike on NEW and WJFK. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
All right, what you said before about how we should rebuild the towers,
yeah.
I don't believe that because if we put them back up like how they were, that's just another target for them to be like, hey, let's go knock that down.
You know, it does fall into the category, though, of that's the same thing as the political discussions that we have. You know, right now, that doesn't matter. What matters is dealing with this tragedy and dealing with the people that are going through this. Whether we rebuild, that's a question that has to be answered way down the road.
But
I think they should rebuild them.
It
doesn't matter right now.
No, right. It doesn't matter now.
But yes.
But eventually, I mean, because if not, what are you going to do? Are you going to take down everything in this country that could be a possible target?
Yeah.
Are you going to say, let's not have any more football games because there's the possibility something could happen in a football game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's tear down the Washington Monument because there's a chance something could happen there. I mean, that's why I feel strongly about rebuilding.
Yeah. Right.
And I understand your point, too, that certainly is not the most important thing right now.
Sure, yeah, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, you do. You get to a situation where, when do you lay down?
I mean, not to be hokey, but it's about American pride.
Right.
I mean, it's about that we don't take this S from people.
Why are you hiding it?
But hello, Don and Mike.
You don't want you to be here.
Okay.
Nope, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, what's up, man? This is Pat calling from Woodbridge. I was working in the Pentagon at the time that it happened.
Really?
Yeah. It was funny. We were, my boss, his mom called and said, oh, my God, the tower. And, you know, and then we get on CNN.com, you know, we get on the Internet, and we're like, wow, they got the picture up. I'm like, holy cow. Next thing you know, she's screaming on the phone, and then she sees the other plane hit, and I'm just like, he was like, I was like, what? And then he's telling me, so we look again, and this thing. Next thing you know, we're talking about it. 10 minutes later, boom, the building shakes. We're freaking out. Next thing you know, we look through the corridor, people are running. Get out! Get out! I was just like, I freaked out.
Amazing.
I did not know what to do.
That's at the Pentagon?
At the Pentagon. I work in the Pentagon. I'm a contractor. I work for this one department in the Pentagon. So, anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I was able to grab my bags and my stuff, and I'm walking down the hallway, and I'm coming out of the south parking area. Now, when it hit on the west side. Well, I'm on the southwest area. It on the west side. And you could see, you could not see the Pentagon. There was so much smoke. You could not see the Pentagon.
Gotcha.
It was unbelievable.
Hold on, Buzz has got something before his buzz.
I just want to say, I keep thinking about the guy I heard on Channel 2 News here in New York this morning. He was calling from the 86th floor, and he wanted certainly police and firefighters to know where he was and what part of the building he was in, but he wanted them to know that he was okay and that the situation where he was under control. Well, of course, it wasn't long after that the building collapsed, and I don't know if anybody got
there
or not.
Right. The second building.
I will tell you now, we know that at least 40 to 50 stories of at least one of the World Trade Center towers is still standing. It's on fire, but there's still about 40 or 50 stories to at least one of the World Trade Center towers. So it wasn't at the base of the building, but apparently somewhere in the middle. And firefighters are marching up the steps, no elevator service, obviously, to look for bodies and to rescue people who are still alive.
At least now, Buzz, is the fire isolated to the top of it?
Those are brave guys.
Has it spread down to the bottom?
Firefighters are still getting in there. The building's full of smoke. How far down the fire has spread and what remains of the building, I don't know.
Todd, you're on with Don and Mike. Oops, hold on. I just hung up on him.
Uh-oh.
My apologies. Sharon in D.C., you're with us on JFK and NEW. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sharon from Washington, D.C.
Yes, hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you? I was calling. I was actually standing on my balcony this morning. I live in southwest D.C., directly across the river from the Pentagon.
Oh,
and
so you could see the Pentagon, right?
I actually saw the plane hit the Pentagon.
Wow, Jesus.
And it was just massive. The reverb across the river was enough to shake the window in my bedroom so that it broke. But I'm a grad student at Maryland, and I think what's really important for everybody to do right now is treat this almost like a natural disaster, take care of business, take care of the people who are injured, and not look for the people to blame or the people to hate over this.
And check with your neighbors, as I mentioned before, check with your neighbors and see if you can help them, with people that might have been more impacted by this tragedy than you were.
Exactly. Donate blood. Take care of the people that you can, and let the people who are in charge of finding out about these things find out about it. It could be weeks, it could be months.
Yeah.
So, don't go on a hate rampage until we know what's going on.
Yeah, but and I agree with that, but on the other hand, I know that we're doing the show right now, and I know when I get home tonight and I watch this, I'm going to get pissed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And my thought is going to be...
But you, more than most people, need to show restraint as well.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just telling you, when I get home on my own tonight, I'm going to be sitting there thinking...
Who's the enemy,
Yeah, but I'm going to be frustrated thinking. Yeah. I mean, I can understand the mindset of people saying, let's find who did this and let's rip them out.
So can I.
Let's do it. Our telephone number is 212-757-1027, and you're on the air. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
I just want to let the guys know there's a whole slew of analysts that's just coming on for Route 3, and they're recording these folks.
There's a whole
people that want to come up and help these people.
There's a whole slew of what?
Ambulances.
Oh, where off route?
I just passed about 40 on Route 3 just outside of Clifton.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Steve. You're on the air. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing okay.
I know you said you wanted to have fewer commercials during a show, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. And this is all it took for them to give up commercials. Imagine that.
Right.
And the loss of human life is all it took Ken Stevens to bend over and say, don't play commercials.
Take a break from the all-American dollar.
But, seriously, what I was calling it to talk about was that, you also have to think about that there are people who are at home who have loved ones who were down there. I'm calling from Queens right now, and there are people who are at home who have loved ones down in the city who are working, and because the phones are going in and out, they have no idea
what's going on, or what's with their loved ones, and it's just this harrowing
Buzz
situation
has some,
for them.
Buzz
too.
Has some phone numbers and some information if you do have people that were down there.
In the World Trade Center area, Morgan Stanley set up a hotline that you can check on people, and that number is 888-883-4394. And an update on the kids, by the way. They got out of the daycare center. Those kids can be found at St. Vincent's Hospital, all of them safe and sound, safely rescued from the World Trade Center building before it collapsed, but after the plane crashed into it this morning.
And I know you're wondering about how long will stuff be closed. We just got word that both Reagan National Airport and Dulles Airport in D.C. will both be closed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So they've already decided to close in New Orleans. I would guess that the three airports in New York will be closed as well.
I would assume so.
Sure.
I know that Union Station in D.C. is closed.
Mm-hmm.
Any word about the train station here?
I'm not sure whether Penn Station or Grand Central, what the situation is there. I would assume that they are closed. I'm not sure, though. We don't have that information.
Most of the commuter trains,
check, Robbie.
Commuter trains have stopped running, certainly, and since officials are not allowing traffic